Shalom. This is Billy Brim coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And we are studying Jerusalem because this is the 40th year that the Jews have had it back in their hands. This is a prophetic year, and we're going to look at Jerusalem as God sees Jerusalem. We are today, we've looked at every place that's mentioned in the Bible, and today we are in the book of Deuteronomy. We talked yesterday about how Moses had been with them during the 40 years. Here's that number 40 again, in the wilderness during the time of testing. And they were judged. They were judged that they could not go in. And Moses was judged that he could not go into the promised land. But before Moses went into the promised land, before the children of Israel, Moses did not go. He saw it, but he did not go because he struck the rock rather than speak to the rock. And then Moses gave them instructions from God. Remember, he's a prophet. And he also wrote it down in this book. Moses gave them instructions as they're going in under Joshua. So you have your Bible, I'm sure. And this is Deuteronomy, the fifth book of Moses, chapter 1, verse 1. These be the words which Moses spoke unto all Israel on this side of Jordan in the wilderness, in the plain, over against the Red Sea. Verse 3. And it came to pass in the 40th year, there's 40, in the 11th month, on the first day of the month, Moses spoke unto all the children of Israel, according to all that God had given him in commandment unto them. Now we're going to skip over to chapter 12. This is still Moses' commandments. These are the statutes and judgments which you shall observe to do in the land which the Lord God of thy fathers giveth thee to possess it all the days that you live upon the earth. You shall utterly destroy all the places wherein the nations which you shall possess serve their gods, upon the high mountains and upon the hills and under every green tree. And you shall overthrow their altars and break their pillars and burn their groves with fire. And you shall hew down the graven images of their gods and destroy the names of them out of that place. You shall not do so unto the Lord your God. All right, now what does he tell them here? You're going into this Canaan land. They worship idols. They burn their children. Their sins have gotten full. God told Abraham when he had a dream, your children won't go into that land until the sins are full of the Amorites. Their sins are full now. If you study about those Canaanites and what they did, it is horrid. Their sins are full. The judgment can come. And so the Jews are given this land. When you go in, God says, they worship those idols that they've got under every green tree, on every high hill. They build a grove and they worship their idols. He said, you go in there and you tear them down. But not only does he say that in verse 4, he says, you shall not do so unto the Lord your God. Do so what? Worship God under every green tree. Offer up his sacrifices on the top of every hill. No, you don't do that. You're not allowed to go offering every place. Here's what you shall do. Verse 4, you shall not do so unto Jehovah your God, but unto the place which the Lord your God shall choose out of all your tribes to put his name there. And there it is. This one verse is what makes Jerusalem so, so special. It's special to God. It is the one place in all the earth he chose to put to rest, it says in the Hebrew, to rest his name there. That's why the Jews see it as great. That's why they see it as special. That's why it is special. That's why I see it as special. That's why the State Department should see it as special. It is ha-makom. Ha-makom. The place. In Hebrew, ha is the. Makom is place, a place of standing, a special place. This is the place where the holy temple shall stand. Hadn't been built yet in this day. It eventually was built, A second temple was built. Right now, today, that's not on the earth. And over Hamakom, the rock, the place is a dome. But the Bible is clear in Ezekiel chapter 40 and on. It will again be the site of the holy millennial temple. So God calls it again. Remember when Abraham went to offer up Isaac, he said, you're going to Hamakom, the place. Remember when Jacob took his rest there and saw the ladder coming from heaven? Hamakom, the place. That's what the Bible calls it. In fact, Hamakom is not only a name of the place, it is one of the names of God that the Jews see. Hamakom. He is our place of standing. He is our God. And so he says, you shall not do so. You don't worship God under every green tree. You shall not do so unto the Lord your God, but unto Hamakom. Hamakom, the place which the Lord your God shall choose out of all your tribes to put his name there. Even unto his habitation shall you seek, and thither shall you come. That's where he's going to inhabit with his Shekhinah, his presence. We say Shekinah. That's where it's going to inhabit. And there, verse 6, you shall bring your burnt offerings, your sacrifices, your tithes, your heave offerings of your hand, your vows, your free will offerings, and the firstlings of your herds and of your flocks. And there you shall eat before the Lord your God, and you shall rejoice. That's one of the things that people miss in New Testament times, that God called them to bring these tithes up, these sacrifices, and they had great feasts and joy. They're going to come to the place. It will eventually be Jerusalem. They don't know it right now. All they know is that God's going to take them to a place, and that's where they're going to offer their offerings. Verse 11, then there shall be a place which the Lord your God shall choose to cause his name to dwell there. Thither shall you bring all that I command you, your burnt offerings, your sacrifices, your tithes. Verse 12, and you shall rejoice before the Lord your God, you and your sons and your daughters, your men servants, your maid servants, and the Levite that is within your gates, for as much as he has no part nor inheritance with you. Take heed. Now, when God gets redundant and says things over and over and over, that means you better get this. He not only is redundant about it, Hamakom, the place, but he tells them, take heed. Listen up. Verse 13. Take heed to yourself that you offer not your burnt offerings in every place that you see, but in Hamakom, the place which the Lord shall choose in one of thy tribes. They don't know which place it's going to be. They don't know which tribe it's going to be. There's 12 tribes. They could get jealous. They could have a fight. Well, I want it in mine, says Issachar. Well, I want it in mine, says Reuben. How about me, says Shimon. Seaman, how about me, Benjamin? Eventually, it will end up in the place is actually in the tribe of Benjamin. And the city there in an area where Benjamin and Judah touch. But it's going to be in the place which the Lord shall choose in thy tribes. There shall you offer your burnt offerings, and there shall you shall do all that I command you. In verse 18, we see it again. Thou must eat them before the Lord thy God. Here, let's go to verse 17. Let's see a little bit about this tithe business. Thou mayest not eat within thy gates the tithe of thy corn, of thy wine, of thine oil, or the firstling of thy herds or of your flock, nor any of your vows which you vow, nor thy freewill offerings or heave offerings of thine hand. But you must eat them before the Lord your God in the place which the Lord your God shall choose. Okay, you must eat them. They were to bring three times a year, eventually. They don't know it at this writing. But eventually, Hamakom is going to be, the place is going to be shown to them that it is Jerusalem. We're going to talk about that next week, how they discovered that it was Jerusalem. Three times a year, then, they are to come to Jerusalem. And there they bring their tithes. Part of their tithes, they eat themselves. Part they give of their tithes to the ministers, part they give to the poor. But part of it they eat themselves, and they eat it before God. Eventually, God's going to have the temple there. Eventually, they're going to bring all these little lambs in there. They're going to sacrifice them, and they're going to have like the Passover meal before the Lord, or which feast it is. It might be Tabernacles in the end, but they're going to eat before the Lord. They're going to worship him before the Lord. What does that mean? To his face. The Hebrew word for before is lifnei, lipnei. Pnei is face. Lifnei, to the face of God. That's where they're going to go. They say that when they came up, let's take, for instance, Jesus. He and his family are going to leave up from Nazareth. They're going to come marching down to Jerusalem 3 times a year. The women will walk all together in a part. The men will walk all together in a section. And they'll go on their donkeys and they'll bring their things to Jerusalem. They said the first thing that you could see here of Jerusalem, the first thing that touched your senses, rather, was the sense of smell. The wonderful, beautiful incense that was applied, because God can't stand the smell of flesh. So when that flesh was offered upon those altars, it was sprinkled with the incense, and the incense was a beautiful aroma. It came up a beautiful aroma unto God. And as you were coming up with your family 3 times a year, you were headed to Hamakom, the place, and there you're going to eat before the Lord. It reminds me of, like, when I get to have my family around me in my house. It's when God gets to have his family around him. Where will it be that they will do this? Ha-makom, the place. Verse 21, Ha-makom. It's all throughout the 12th chapter of Deuteronomy. I've made it in my Bible purple. Mark, the place. It means the Temple Mount. It even means that very rock. You can order from us this week on cassette or CD a series that I taught on this in our eschatology schools. Ha-makom, the place. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447 or write us at Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615 and request Ha-makom, the place. And since we're talking about what I teach at Eschatology School, these schools are so dear to me, I want you to come to Branson. And we're going to have another school August 14 through 17, 2007, in this prophetic year. I teach all the morning. I teach all the afternoon. We have a lunch together at noon. And we're going to look at what the prophets say about the hour that we live in. One of the most exciting is the prophet Ezekiel. You have little idea what all he said, I imagine. But we're going to go through it together. I want to go through it with you. Please call or go online, because you do have to register. That's Billy Brim, BillyBrim.org. BillyBrim.org. We've got a youth meeting coming up too. Go online and find out about all the exciting things we have. And until we meet again to talk about Hamakom, this is Billy Brim saying Shalom.